Welcome back to Moments from Moonberry Lake. I'm host and author, Holly Varney, and in today's morning news from this sweet small town, we get to hear from our favorite elder in A Moment with Martha. Love you like breathing. I am going into hiding. That is what I declare to anyone within earshot, which turned out to be only my husband, who didn't appear to be paying me any attention. The world has gone crazy, and I don't recognize it anymore. I think it's best if I live like a mole. I am simply going to disappear, and when people question my whereabouts, I want you to tell them she couldn't take the insanity of the world anymore, so went into hiding and doesn't wish to be disturbed. My husband shrugged and seemed indifferent to my announcement. I called up my children and said the same thing, and they unanimously agreed I was making a wise decision. "I'm serious," I stated. "I'm tired of the bickering among people, the division, the insults, and lack of manners. In all my life, I've never seen people behave the way they do in regular day-to-day activities, and don't get me started on the internet. Things didn't used to be this way. I know that makes me sound even older than I am, but it's true. I don't understand the change in people. It stresses me out and fills me with such worry and sadness that it's interfering with my sleep and overall happiness. I want to hunker down inside my home, underneath a blanket, and block out all that's bad." "Go right ahead," my husband responded. "I'm sure you'll last until the ice cream runs out." I rolled my eyes. That man. With the encouragement of my family, I prepared for my withdrawal from society. I went to the store and bought all my favorite snacks in bulk. To be on the safe side, I put 8 cartons of ice cream in the garage freezer. And then I got stacks of books which piled up to the height of a couple toddlers and paid for a movie channel. I was sure to be content for weeks, if not months. As I was settling in, I checked my phone messages and saw that I had missed one from a friend. It said, "I love you like breathing, and you know how much I love to breathe." I did know. She has serious asthma and a lung disease, so every ounce of air is precious to her. Keeping her oxygen level up is a daily struggle. I kept rereading the sweet words. "I love you like breathing." I wish more people felt that way. I wish more people said sentiments like this. I know that if you want change in the world, you first must change yourself. So I messaged everyone in my contact list on my phone. I called up all my family members, close and distant, and said, "I love you like breathing. I need breath, just like I need you." The responses varied. There were quite a few confused pauses, some uncomfortable ums, but many who were pleasantly surprised and responded with a thank you. It proved to me more than anything else how I need to be more demonstrative in my affection and professions of love. "I love you like breathing," I said to my husband. He looked at me confused. "That's an odd saying." "Well, I'm an odd duck, so it's perfect. Take it or leave it." "I'll take your love in any form," he said, and then winked, which made me smile. It took a friend who struggles to fill her lungs and is thankful for the little air she can draw in as if sipping through a straw to teach me that when the bigger catastrophes and behavior of the masses makes me feel like I'm suffocating in despair and fear, I need to focus on the smallest blessings, like my next breath and the love around me. Maybe I don't recognize the world as it once was, but I know that the people closest to me and who care about me haven't changed. They are the breath that fills me, and I would miss that if I went into hiding. Moles probably don't have the best air underground anyway, so I need to remain looking to the light and warmth of others. To my Moonberry Lake readers of this column, I love you like breathing.